How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Now, there's been a lot of stuff going on this week. I'm sure there's been a lot of rubbish to go with it.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, let's just start with a bit of a flashback to last time I was on. I can't believe it's not news.
So I do love a flashback.
Previously, we spoke about Sonia Kruger.
Oh, we did. We did. I'd blanked it, but we did.
Well, she's back. Part two.
Fantastic.
So last time we spoke about Sonia Kruger and her concerns that as a mother, Islam was, of course, coming for her children.
Only as a mother, though. Everyone else was fine.
Yeah, everyone else is okay. Just Sonia Kruger feeling threatened again. This time she was on the Today Show on the grill speaking out against a scholarship for LGBTQI high school kids with an argument that I'm going to quote verbatim.
Please.
Blah, 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 merit. Blah, 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 reverse discrimination.
Yes, that was exactly what it sounded like.
Nobody has to watch it now.
Oh, my God. Yes. All right. Yeah.
Look, I feel like she's got a teleprompter behind the camera that's put together with some sort of Australian conservative fridge magnet set. Because each time she's on it, it's just like a word salad of controversial topics. Perfectly designed to get Twitter into a fit of rage.
And it did.
Yeah, and it's just, it's textbook, not news. It's perfectly engineered clickbait.
Well put. Very well put. Thank you.
So, on that note, even if Sonia Kruger does continue to be on the Today Show, I'm not going to talk about her anymore.
All right, Sonia Kruger, congrats. You're so not news, you've been banned from a segment called Not News.
Yep, this book is closed.
Wow.
All right, so moving on, we have the scientific mystery of the century has been solved, and that is the female orgasm.
Oh, a topic I'm quite unfamiliar with.
I could draw you up a diagram if you like.
Thank you.
So the news has come out this week that the mystery of the female orgasm has been solved. I'm going to put solved in quotation marks. Look, they've basically said that the female orgasm, they theorize, is a leftover evolutionary trait from some distant time, 150 million years ago, when our primate ancestors might have used it as part of a necessary reproductive function. Look, that's to summarize the article for you. Basically, this is just an excuse to sensationalize a topic that's a little bit sexy. And it doesn't actually give us any answers, but it is a great excuse to use that photo of Meg Ryan from When Harry Met Sally, which, of course, every news outlet has used. But when you actually read the research that went into it, things start to get a little bit weird.
Okay.
Right. So just to give you a hint as to how they came to this conclusion, the research was published in the Journal of Experimental Zoology.
Okay, that's a very interesting place for this to be taking.
So how did they experiment this theory?
Yeah.
Well, according to an unfortunately worded quote from The Guardian, the scientists delved into the anatomy of a host of placental mammals. Science.
Science. Fantastic stuff.
I'll probably have to leave that one there, I think. But you can read it yourself.
I would love to read it myself, and I can already imagine the absolutely salacious stock footage photos that will be illustrating nearly every single article on it.
Poor Meg Ryan.
Poor Meg Ryan.
So finally, we have the Olympics. Again, I mean, continuing to be in the spotlight. The Olympics are a time when Aussies step up onto a global platform and they showcase to the world what it is that they do best. At the moment, it's whinging.
We are good at it.
Now, there's been a lot of complaints about the Olympic Village. Last week, it was pretty big news. Like, it was unsafe. There were robberies. This week, Bruma, which is an Australian basketball player, Andrew Bogut, has been making headlines with the Twitter hashtag IOC Luxury Lodging, where he points out the shortcomings of the Olympic Village. And his complaint is that they have single beds and that there's no shower curtain.
No shower curtain.
Clearly, he's never stayed in a hostel dorm.
Ever. Ever. Ever.
I mean, these are pretty small complaints. Mate. Look, just a note that this is the same guy from the basketball team that travelled to the London Olympics first class while the women's team flew economy.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
You got no leg to stand on.
Not one at all.
So, not news.
Although, I'll say in Boomer's defence, I feel like there might be a mixed message by sending over nearly 500,000 condoms to the Olympic Village, but then only giving people single beds.
Oh, I didn't hear that one.
450,000 condoms.
Perhaps the mystery of the female orgasm might be solved at the Rio Olympics.
Go for gold. look, let's really leave that alone now and talk about what was news and what we weren't talking about.
Look, August 9 is the census date for this year. The last one was in 2011. I have a fairly personal question for you, Nick. What did you put your religion as in the last census?
I tend to put none down, which is not entirely accurate, but it's the best I can do in a small field.
I feel like a lot of people, it's an important question. I personally put Jedi.
Oh, good.
And I was one of these 64,390 people who also put Jedi.
Congratulations.
In the last census. Look, it's going to sound like non-news, but the Atheist Foundation, they've put out a campaign basically to encourage people to put their religion as no religion this census rather than Jedi or Pastafarian, which of course is the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. Now, the point of this is basically if you put Jedi as your religion, it gets counted not as Jedi but as other, and it still goes towards the statistic of how many people in Australia are religious.
Oh.
So if you are wanting to reduce the power of the religious lobby in Australia, their campaign is saying, please put no religion.
Okay. More proof that atheists can take the fun out of absolutely anything.
I know it sounds terrible, but I mean, if you think about all the things that, you know, the majority of the people seem to be for, like equal marriage, but then there's a small percentage of people in power who use statistics where they say 60% of Australia is religious, therefore, you know, we believe it's our right to do this, so I think it does make a difference in the long term.
Some interesting points. Look, there's a lot of controversy about the census this year.
Yeah.
But, you know, that data does go on to affect a lot of policy decisions. A very good point. Something we should be talking about a little bit more than shower curtains for tall people at the Olympic Village. The solved, so no longer mystery of the female orgasm. And she who will not be named.
Yeah, well done.
Shane, thank you very much. We will talk to you in a fortnight's time.